morning, everyone.
I'm so happy to see so many people here today.
It's just before 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning as a group of New Bedford students and their parents gather in the cafeteria of a marine education center called Sea Lab. These kids are students at the Hannigan School about 2 miles away. While their regular building undergoes repairs, a project that could take 3 or 4 years, the kids attend classes here at Sea Lab on Clark's Point at the southern tip of New Bedford. It's a more suburban setting than where most of these kids live, and they're about to head outdoors to plant gardens with their parents.
So my name is Zoe, and I have been doing garden work here since the beginning of the school year with your
They listen attentively as Zoe Hansen DeBello gives instructions about how to plant flowers, herbs, and vegetables in small gardens just outside the school.
So I have gloves in case you don't want to get your hands dirty. I have adult gloves and I
Hansen DeBello is Grow Education Coordinator with the Marion Institute. Grow Education helps teachers expand nutrition and sustainability education in their schools. One of its efforts is helping students and their families work together to plant school gardens.
Our children get bused here every day, and we don't have that parent connection.
That's first grade teacher Sally Frazee.
And a lot of these parents, even though it's 2 miles away, it's difficult for them for transportation to come down. So this is a wonderful opportunity on a Saturday morning to be involved, see where their children go to school, and utilize what we have.
Are we ready?
First and second graders go to work in the herb garden in front of the Sea Lab building. Third, fourth, and fifth grade students walk around the corner to the New Bedford Community Garden in Victory Park, where they'll plant carrots, tomatoes, green peppers, and other produce.
Jostle it up, make it loose with your fingers, and then plant it right in there.
Frazee says any student who wants to can participate. There's only one stipulation.
They had to bring a parent, because we really want to get the students and the parents involved.
Liz Angie Rodriguez of New Bedford is here with three of her kids.
Just having everybody together and having the school do such a nice thing for these children from the city is just unbelievable.
Her daughter Angelie says she enjoys the messy part of gardening.
Because we can get our hands dirty and it's fun because we like to dig and all that.
All right, guys, you want to make a little hole? Pick which flower you want to do. Which flower do you want to do? Do you want to plant?
Okay. Eden Mejias says he likes being out here because he gets to reconnect with his kids.
During the week we work. We don't have time to be with our kids, you know, full. So a day like today, Saturday, come out and just enjoy the time with the family and with the teachers and so the community. It's beautiful. This is what it's all about.
Next to Eden is his son, Eden Jr., who's planting yellow marigolds.
We plant it down in the ground and then we put it like dirt up top of it so that it could grow.
Over at the community garden in Victory Park, other Hannigan kids and their parents are hard at work.
I need you to make a little furrow like this in the middle of all these rows, just like that.
Chance Perks is New Bedford's arborist. He helped start this garden about 3 years ago and volunteers his time helping out on weekends. He says the garden is open to anyone, including schools like Hannigan.
The garden is pretty much tended by the students. You know, I work, so I give them little pointers. I'll send out an email saying, yep, 7 and 8 need some good weeding and, have at it.
Perks says Grow Education offers these kids a different perspective on where they live.
What New Bedford offers from an angle they often won't see. You know, they see a very urban angle of things. I mean, let's give them the agricultural, the natural, the ecological.
Nearby, Zoe Hansen DeBello stands next to the fence, a long rake in her hand. She says the garden also serves a practical purpose for these families, many of whom live below the poverty line.
When I first held this garden planning workshop, I had families showing up with lists of things they would like to grow because they're too expensive in the grocery store. So today is a direct reflection of addressing those problems.
She looks around at the young gardeners and their families.
It makes me smile just seeing all these parents when you hear or you read in the newspapers that parents don't care, parents don't want to be engaged, and it's like on a day like today, tell me that's true.
Many of these families will come back during the summer months to harvest what they planted in spring on Saturday mornings like this one.